When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support The Best Show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes, and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please, check out this new episode of Best Show Bests. Oh, all right, let's go back to the phones here. Best Show, you're on the air.
Because I said so. I don't know. Yeah, you better.
Hello?
Hey, is it Tom?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. Who's this?
This is Shuggy out in rural Newbridge.
Shuggy?
Yes. You know, what we don't hear a lot about, I heard you talking about Straight Outta Compton earlier. We don't hear about Body Count much at all, do we, anymore?
Body Count was Ice-T's band.
Yeah.
No, you don't hear a lot about them.
They didn't mention it in the movie at all, either.
Well, the movie was about Ice Cube.
Yeah, he's... Oh, I'm wrong about... I had like a $1,000 bet about this, too. Oh, crap. I got him mixed up, didn't I?
Ice Cube and Ice-T?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you did, yeah. I wouldn't have made a $1,000 bet about something so easily verifiable.
Oh, well, before you you pounce on me, listen to this, you jerkwad.
Okay.
Well, I made $1,000 back because I bet the same guy that Ernie C. from Body Count produced a Black Sabbath album, and he didn't believe me, and it turned out it's true.
Okay.
Google it.
So you're good with some of the real minutia.
Oh yeah, that's facts. What they call me.
In fact, they call you minutia.
Yeah, the guys in my car club.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. What'd that remind you of?
The car club?
The guys in my car club call me dot dot dot. What's that from?
I don't know.
The guys in my car club call me the cruiser.
Okay.
They should call him the jerk.
What's that from?
Lighten up, Francis. Come on! You have a radio show and you don't know this stuff?
Lighten up, Francis?
Yeah, I'm taking you to stripe school, my man.
Okay. I guess I am going to stripe school.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a Stripes tattoo.
You have a tattoo from the movie Stripes?
I got several, but okay. The one I'm proudest of, it's across my back because it's a lot of words.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of stuff you guys pulled at graduation, dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then on my arm I got, oh my God, I wish I was a loofah.
Those are your, those are some of your Stripes tattoos, or
some
those?
Some of them, yeah, yeah.
Well, you're a committed fan. I'll give you that.
On my calf.
You have a Stripes tattoo on your calf also.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, those are some deep cuts.
They're pretty cool, right?
Yeah, well, I guess if you're into it, you know, you're into it. And that's, it's not my scene.
Oh.
But I guess to each his own, huh?
What'd you think of the guy that played Jimmy Iovine in Straight Outta Compton?
I thought he nailed
that hat.
His that was a movie that we could find out was it would not surprise me to find out it was sponsored by like some sort of baseball cap
right? Yeah.
Commission.
A lot of crisp caps in that thing.
A lot of crisp lids. Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of varied hats also.
I know. Yeah. I'll tell you, I had a good time watching it because it took my mind off this whole Ashley Madison thing.
What's that?
I said I had a good time watching Straight Outta Compton because it took my mind off this Ashley Madison thing, yeah.
Oh, the Ashley Madison identity leak?
Yeah, I'm in there.
Okay.
I'm in there, and I'll tell you, man, it's terrible, you know. I mean, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I got caught.
Oh, you're sorry you got caught.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You weren't.
Well, I mean, times are different now. It's like when I got married, it was like that Bee Gees song, right? You know.
No.
Oh yeah, it goes. Is it a crime to want to rock the sheets with my neighbor Sheila?
Okay. That
80% sure it's on Spirits.
Spirits having flown?
Yes.
Having flown.
Spirits having flown, yes.
Yeah. I don't know that. I didn't know that was a song on that.
Oh, you got to get it.
Okay.
Please get it.
Okay, well, you said please.
Oh, hang on. Will you be quiet, please? I already walked you. Stop. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You got, how many dogs do you have there?
I've got two. Oh, Jeff. Oh, my God. Come on! Stop! It's ridiculous. I'm going to put you guys in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you...
What?
Stop! That's Brad Whitford.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Chris Barnes of Cannibal Corpse. You guys in there.
So one dog is named after Brad Whitford from Aerosmith.
Yeah, not Bradley Whitford, the director.
Okay. But Brad Whitford from Aerosmith, and then the other one was what?
Chris Barnes of Cannibal Corpse.
Okay.
I had to use that full name because there of course there's a Chris Barnes who played Tanner Boyle in Bad News Bears
mm-hmm.
trilogy.
Yeah, yeah, that, I could see how that would be a problem at the dog park.
Right?
Yeah, you'd be worried.
If you
didn't qualify that your dog was named after Chris Barnes from Cannibal Corpse.
Well, I got to have people know like what I'm into.
Sure, sure.
Right?
Well, I guess that's a way of expressing that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're into Aerosmith and Cannibal Corpse.
I like all kinds of music, yeah. Mm.
Okay. Well,
do you?
I like a lot of different kinds of music too.
Name your top 3.
Top 3 what? Bands?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that's a good question. I don't know. A Creedence Clearwater Revival. Put them up there. No, you don't like them?
No. I was hanging out for the other two.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't ready for this, so.
Okay. Can I bring up something that actually the reason I'm calling?
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. Please.
Listen. I'd love it if you and all your listeners could send some loving, healing thoughts to my friend Harvey out in California. He's having a real tough time right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Your friend is sick?
No. It's much worse than that. This awful, awful magazine called Vanity Fair. It's about to publish this terrible, very mean-spirited, totally unfair hatchet job on him. And it's got him really, really upset.
Well, wait, what is your friend Harvey's last name?
Levin.
Oh, wait. Harvey Levin, the guy who runs TMZ?
Yeah, why?
Well, you want us to send healing thoughts and energy.
Yes.
To the guy who is like this creepy dude who runs a really mean-spirited and petty Hollywood gossip site.
What's creepy about him?
What's creepy about him? Well, he's like the architect of this low culture where just film. You're right there?
Yes. What you're saying is shocking to me.
It seems like I'm literally taking your breath away with these things. I just did it again. What's wrong with him is he lowers the culture by filming celebrities and making everything. Okay. You know, he's just a very ugly force for just bad. You okay?
Look, he's just telling it like it is, okay? So what if he has those sick, weird, overdeveloped arms that older guys in porno movies have? Or you judge him?
Well, I'm not judging him for that. I mean, if the guy's in shape, that's not my business. I'm talking about the way he conducts his actual company. Wait, what?
Go ahead.
What?
What's wrong?
There's all these sounds in the background.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's my monster. Why?
Wait. What is it?
It's a monster.
Your monster.
Yeah, yeah. My monster, Chad.
You have a... I don't know what I'm more weirded out by. Did you have a monster? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Or that you have... His name is Chad?
Excuse me?
His name is Chad.
Yeah. Yeah. He's named after the drummer from the...
The Red Hot Chili Peppers?
How'd you know that?
Well, I mean, you said Chad and a drummer. I just had a feeling that's who you're going to say.
Oh. Well, I like all kinds of music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well.
Will you please be quiet, little rascal?
All right. Where your monster there?
Yeah.
Where did you get Chad from?
Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. Stop it! Oh, goodness. Go ahead. Oh, he's just going to do it. Where did I get him?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I... Shut up! I found him as, I don't know if puppy's the right word, but I found him when I was hiking in Newbridge Forest a couple years ago. And he's some kind of mutt, but, you know, but he's definitely got some quad-footed doodle boop in him.
You're making this up.
I'm not making it up. You're calling me a liar?
Uh-huh. Well...
Are you?
I'm questioning you, yeah.
Well, look. You just bought yourself a one-way ticket into Chad's stomach.
Oh, have I?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to bring him to one of these dumb shows you're going to do with that guy who looks like he can't decide if he wants to be the drummer in a pre-document REM cover band or the spazziest, least talented Hanson brother from Slapshot, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, let me see. Chad can eat you at Numo's in Seattle on the 27th. Oh, okay. He's hungry.
Yeah, just a couple days away.
Yeah, or the Doug Fir in Portland on the 29th. That's a good place to eat you.
Yeah, well, that's sold out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that show's sold out.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you guys sell that place out? Well, we must have a big draw there.
Uh-huh.
Jeepers. Okay, well, maybe the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. A lot of cool bands have played there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's September 3rd.
Oh, I know where it's going to happen.
Where?
Lipstick City.
Los Angeles.
Yes, yeah, on the 5th.
Mm-hmm. The El Rey Theater.
Yeah, are you ready to get eaten?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'm not worried about you or your whatever that dumb monster thing is.
Dumb?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're going to wish you hadn't said that.
Yeah, well, I said it, Shuggy.
Well, you're going to get it.
Well, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, you're really going to get it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, I'm not particularly worried.
Oh, no!
What?
Oh, no, Chad escaped! No, please, Chad! No! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Don't knock over my Danzig Misfits and Samhain bobbleheads, you beast! Please, no! No! What? Oh, no! What? Oh, my God!
What? What's going on there?
Oh, my God! This doodle boop has two horns! Oh, no! Oh. Wait, what? What was that?
What is that?
He's got a vibra slap, which is very odd. It's under his fur, I guess.
A very underrated percussion instrument.
Yeah, it's like the only time it ever really worked was it all along the Watchtower, right?
The only time that worked? Maybe
yes.
In, like, soundtracks you hear.
You know who played it?
Who?
Brian Jones.
He played the vibra slap?
Ow, my leg! My leg's gone!
Your leg is gone.
It's gone.
Chad ate it or what?
He ate it. Why with all the questions? I don't like it.
Oh, that vibra slap's creepy. What's he doing now? That's actually upsetting me a little bit. Okay. Shuggy? Oh. Hello? Okay, I think he hung up. Or got eaten. I'm not... Oh my goodness. That was something else, man. Something else. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.